we have confirmed a location for Shedfest! Yeah, blah, 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 blah. Hello everyone and welcome back to the Auto Alex Podcast, episode 56! Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Calm down.
As you can probably tell, wow. Rory's got a new machine.
I got a new toy.
No, this is a live podcast. How's everyone feeling? Right, shut up, everyone. Thank you.
That is good.
Thank you. I walked into the pub the other day and I said, why the face?
Rory's bought a trampoline.
We also have a live band with us. Round of applause for the live band. Oh shit, that was the wrong one. That was the brass band are actually practicing next door.
That is, yeah. As they say in the trade, the bollocks.
It is the bollocks. Yes. Okay. What was that?
I don't know.
A genie in a bottle.
I'm still learning what these buttons do.
Is it Shakira? Is she here?
Yeah.
I'm a genie in a bottle. You can rub me the right way.
What's this? Okay.
What's going on, Rory? What's going on? What are you playing with?
So Top Dead Center bought a new podcast sort of recorder.
Yeah,
and it's got little buttons on where it's got pre-recorded sounds and you can press them. So
yeah,
in the upcoming podcast, we can have Chris record what have we got in here, and I can have it so I can press a button and it just starts playing that. Oh,
so Chris doesn't actually need to be here.
No, we can just hit what have we
so
got.
So can
in
we
here?
Actually pre-record stories from Chris and then it doesn't need
I can
to
just
be
hit
here.
It and it will just start playing.
So can we just pre-record everything from Taylor and then we don't actually need to be in the same room?
We could just pre-record everything.
We probably should.
And then this will just be a shot of an empty room.
We should genuinely pre-record Taylor because he's always late and then we could actually be on time, couldn't we? I wasn't joking. Am I, Taylor?
What?
I wasn't joking, was I, Taylor?
About what?
About you always being late.
Not always, but a fair amount of the time.
Yeah, what happened this morning?
I slept through my alarm.
Yeah. No. You told me, actually, this morning that your alarm didn't go off.
I thought it didn't go off.
Okay. Yeah. And what did we agree?
That I slept through it.
No, what did we agree that would happen this morning?
What time? Oh, we agreed to be here at 9.
Yes, we did. What time did I get here?
9.
Oh, I was actually late. I was 3 minutes past 9. I was fuming. I was like, I'm going to be late.
Were you like, oh God, Taylor's going to be there waiting for me. I'm so annoyed with myself.
Because obviously Barney, we'll touch on it in a minute. Barney has gone back to Reedish. Mm-hmm. And Barney is on the car stacker. So obviously had to get loads of cars out.
Yep.
Which is a two-man job. And then get the trailer, retrieve the trailer, KN, hook the trailer up, blah, blah, all this shit. Which, two people takes about half an hour. And then I got a message from you at 9 saying, oh, my alarm didn't go off. I was like, brilliant.
No, what I actually said
I was fuming.
I'll read it.
Yeah, you read it.
What I sent was, and I said this as I was ejecting myself from my bed very quickly, because I realised I said, I'm running quite late.
Yes.
My bloody alarm never went off this morning.
It never went off this morning, did it? Very, very good. That's very good.
I like this.
We're buying one of those.
Yeah, we are. Yeah.
So can you have loads of different sound effects?
Yeah. I could have like 8 different little things. Mm. I could get Chris to record 8 different sounds.
Oh.
And then we can have them as little samples.
That's good.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Anyway, we've wasted probably like 10 minutes bitching about Taylor and playing with our new toy.
Yeah.
Which is very good. Welcome, like I said, to the Auto Alex Podcast, episode 56. Before we get into like all the hellos, what we've been up to, and a little podcast topic that I want to bring up. It's nearly Christmas. It's 6 weeks until Christmas.
Is that it?
Is it?
Literally 6 weeks until Christmas.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. Hmm. So, everyone listening to this is thinking, oh shit, 6 weeks? Yeah. We've all messed up. I haven't done any shopping, have you?
No. I usually do all my shopping on Christmas Eve. It's a ritual.
Yeah, same. Do. If you also leave shopping to the very last minute, then here is your reminder. Don't do that. Don't stress about it, because we on the Auto Alex shop have a whole Christmas range. We have got jumper, wrapping paper, signed cards as well. So if you pre-order, and this is a pre-order, you won't get it immediately. So shipping will start on the 2nd of December. If you pre-order a Christmas bundle, you will get the jumper that I am wearing, which is like the Auto Alex Multiverse. We've got like TDC stuff on here, all the gear and Auto Alex as well. It's a really, really nice jumper. Wrapping paper, you'll get 2 bits of wrapping paper for whatever you want. And we will also sign cards. So we have Auto Alex Christmas cards. and we will actually endeavour to sign. Well, no, we won't endeavour, but on Friday we're probably going to have to end up signing probably 100 cards.
Yeah.
So, which means that you're going to have to learn to read. Very quickly.
That's a strong task between now and then.
It really is. So yeah, if you want to get a jump on Christmas, because there's less than 6 weeks to go, then go on the Autolic shop and then order those and we will sign them and everyone will be really happy. Hey, Rory. Tim Westwood in the house. Lock up your daughters.
Oh my God, you can't say that.
Well, no, literally lock them up because they can't be anywhere near him.
You're going to have to cut that.
No, they can't be anywhere near him. He got done.
You might have to cut that.
Why?
Rory really likes it.
Oh no, this is good. This is good. Rory doesn't actually need to say anything. No, he just needs to be the man on the deck.
This is my response now.
Yeah. And we've got our very own Tim Westwood here. Sick, bro! Bruh! Anyway.
I'm going to leave the Scottish in a minute. I'm very embarrassed.
I hope you're all getting enjoyment out of this because we are loving this.
Don't worry, I'll calm it down in a bit. But it's new and I'm enjoying it.
Yeah. Anyway, before we get into what we've been up to, a massive hello to Heath Giles listening to the podcast while waiting for a delayed flight from Sydney to Adelaide. Delayed flight? Maybe Taylor was flying it. Dan Wheatley on one of his many long drives in the northwest of Saudi Arabia behind the wheel of his Chevrolet Tahoe 5.3 V8. We've got Matthias Meyer Lassen listening to the fantastic podcast while driving through New Zealand on holiday. We got police officer Matt, Mike in Wrocław, Poland. Where's Wrocław?
That's in the eastern part of Poland.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's near Krakow.
Near Krakow. Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you know where Wrocław is?
No.
What it is?
No.
Where did we go to?
Wrocław.
Yeah. Yeah. Is it pronounced Wrocław? No, it's pronounced Wrocław.
No, it's not.
Is it?
It is, yes.
Oh.
Funny story, when we did the whole, what was it called? What was the show called?
Top Gear.
No, that's what we did on the night, on our night out. We did Top Gear.
Oh, okay.
But to the car show.
Oh.
You know the one, yeah. Taylor, you remember.
Oh. I know what it's called, I'll trace.
How did you enjoy Ultrace, Taylor?
Oh, it's great.
Yeah. Yeah. How's your 6 series?
It's working.
Is it?
Yeah.
I swear he's been saying that for weeks. For weeks, wait. Sick, bro.
I still haven't. There's one that just says music bed.
Oh, music bed. So you haven't pressed it yet? Right, hold on.
Okay.
At the end of it, after all, you can press it.
Okay.
We've got Juco van Ralter listening to the podcast while working on his 1977 Citroen CX on his university parking lot. Nick Boy driving up to the NEC to help out Sporting Bears last weekend.
Ooh.
So, you know, the classic motor show that I went to? Sporting Bears. So what they do is they do like car experiences for people who pay a certain amount of money.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, why not next year, if I can make it next year, I do experiences with people in film.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, they will pay a lot of money for that.
Aren't you usually on the show, though?
Yeah, but it's something else to do, isn't it?
Okay, so you're going to be presenting as well as driving?
Yeah, at the same time.
Okay, yeah.
As long as they give me like an extension lead for the mic.
A really long wire.
Yeah, okay. Then I'll be fine.
You can't get people to pay to drive an unroadworthy car.
Oh, no, I drive the unroadworthy car. They sit in it.
They don't drive it.
No.
Well, it's the same as him then, isn't it, really?
I'm enjoying this.
We've got Martin in his 2019 Bullet Mustang on his way to pick up his very hungover girlfriend from her school reunion party. She's been out of school for a year. She's already getting pissed. She's 15. And we've got Rory Mulcahy. Yeah, okay. This was unexpected.
Right. I can't cope with this.
Oh. Go on, Jackie. Take off your clothes. Wow. Is that Jackie's jam?
Oh, my.
Is that what she likes?
Okay. We might need to change that to something else.
No, okay. How is Jackie?
Yeah, she's doing all right. Yeah, she's doing arts and crafts for Christmas.
Arts and crafts?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're doing that, you know, when you're you like, I don't know, women when they go and do those.
Oh, wow.
No, but you know, when they do the little like
glitter, lots of glitter.
Like the.
So just women, is it? You sexist pig. I said sexist, not sexy pig. Wait.
Shut up. Do you know what that reminds me of? Do you remember at school? You won't remember, you're too old. Do you remember at school?
Hold on. You won't know because you never went to school. No, that was the one. You pair of bitches.
Do you remember?
Jesus.
Do you remember at school, Rory? Obviously, he won't remember because he's too old. They only had lanterns back in his day. But do you remember you used to get those electronic keyboards and you used to have DJ?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, a xylophone.
Yeah, yeah.
A xylophone?
No.
I had a xylophone.
No.
We had electric keyboards. And you could put it in different modes. It had like a DJ mode and...
No, I genuinely didn't have... We had xylophones and pianos and I was shit at both of them.
They
only had grand pianos.
I was really good at the piano and I...
What?
No, wait.
Sorry. Genuinely.
He's very good with the penis.
I used to be so good at the piano.
Right, yeah.
I played it in my school assembly.
Did you?
I actually did, yeah, genuinely. Really? I won a thing, I can't remember.
Did you?
I had certificates.
Did you really?
Genuinely, I did.
Really?
Yeah, I used to be really good at playing
did
the piano.
Did you really?
I actually did.
No, but no, really? Didn't. No, please tell me more.
Shut up, let's move on.
Okay, excellent. Moving on, I shall. Because we want to give a massive thank you to this week's video sponsor, no, podcast sponsor, which is Holy. We also genuinely love what Holy have to offer because if, like us, good hydration is something that you and you struggle with, then Holy's super low-calorie alternative to unhealthy and expensive energy drinks should be on the top of your list.
Okay.
Hit it. Sick! That's because Holy ditches sugar, taurine, and anything artificial in favour of 100% natural fruit flavours and colours to give you a great-tasting drink that's super low in calories. I've been feeling really, really ropey. I've needed to have a caffeine kick. And for that, I've been drinking Holy's Strawberry Shark that you will find in Holy's starter set that includes two samples of Holy's 7 best-selling flavors, as well as, I'm going to demonstrate it here, the handy 500ml shaker. So all you need to do is pour in the sachet, shake it, and give it a taste. Right, got it in there. Give it a shake. Mmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
My mouth is actually watering already.
Okay. Pinky in the air.
Oh. Oh, look. Oh, my God.
Cool. That was a...
That was a big sip.
Big amount.
All right. And Alex, how does that taste?
Strawberry. Very nice. If Holy is something that you think that you need in your life for good hydration and a healthy energy boost, then get yourself a starter set. You can see it there if you're watching with your eye holes. And you use code ALEXPOD5. A £5 discount on your first order, and then when you want to reorder, which you will, you'll get 10% off your order using the code ALEXPOD. Sick! Thanks, Holy. Sick! Blah, blah, blah!
Good Lord.
Yeah?
Sorry, someone needs to take this away from me.
Do you want to put it in the middle? And I can play as well.
No, it won't.
All right, okay. So, with all that in mind, we've had a very, very, very busy couple of weeks.
Very busy week.
Yeah. Very busy week. So what have we all been up to, Rory? Let's get start with you.
We all went over to Las Vegas for
Baby,
SEMA.
We did, yeah.
Courtesy of EBC Breaks.
Yep.
I think, yes, by the time this audio podcast and video podcast goes out. No?
No, it's ends today. This podcast is going out today. Which is Friday.
Yes.
So there is still a day.
So there is a day where you'll be able to use the code AUTOALEX20 on EBC Breaks Direct website.
Yeah. That's EBC Breaks Direct website. Yeah.
And you can get 20% off all EBC Breaks.
I will put a story up on Instagram.
Okay.
Just for today. But genuinely, if you need to upgrade your brakes or just get new pads or discs, do it today. 20% off. Like if you get, Barney, my 46M3, they've got a big brake kit for that, for the fronts. That's about, I don't know, 1,100 quid.
Yeah,
20% off is over £200 off.
It's actually like an amazingly good deal.
And a lot of people have been taking advantage of it as well.
Yes.
A lot of people. So, don't delay. Do it today. Oh, that was sick!
Lord.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm going to have a migraine at the end of this podcast.
I'm giving my... Oh shit! Do you think people at home are enjoying this?
I think they might be slightly getting annoyed with that.
I'm done. I'm done now.
Yeah. So we went to SEMA. We did.
Explain what SEMA is.
So SEMA is the world's largest car show, but it's sort of meant for industry only. So you can't actually really get tickets for it.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what SEMA actually stands for? I've had to Google it again because I keep on forgetting.
No.
Specialty Equipment Market Association. It just rolls off the tongue.
Okay.
Yep. Shit name.
But SEMA sounds good.
SEMA sounds good. Yeah. That's SEMA.
Funny. Very funny.
What? In case you misheard it.
Very funny.
Why?
You're implying that I might think you said SEMA.
No,
not again.
Wait, I don't know which one.
Not again.
Go for it. Find it. Find it. Oh. That wasn't the one. That wasn't the one. But it's okay. No. So we're at SEMA, which is the Specialty Equipment Market Association. How was it?
Really, really good.
It was a bollocks, wasn't it?
It started off with an amazing... Obviously, I think we discussed this briefly last time. Did we actually...
No, we did, but you decided that you needed to go and vomit and shit.
Did you discuss the flight?
Yeah, we discussed the flight.
Did you?
Because many people came up to me and said, how was the flight? I was like, I don't remember.
Okay.
For those of you who don't remember, on the flight...
These two got horrifically drunk.
You were pissed.
Oh, yeah, okay. We all got horrifically drunk at the back of the plane. And then Alex somehow managed to convince the flight attendants to give him a job, and his job was to go down the aisles and hand out ice creams, to which he decided to shove an ice cream into a random man's mouth.
He wasn't random. It was Tom from Maguire's. I still haven't apologised to him.
You need to say sorry about that.
If anyone listens in the industry and knows Tom from Maguire's, can you just apologise on my behalf? Because it's now been too long for me to actually give him that apology. Tom, this is my official apology. I apologise for shoving... And I mean shoving a wrapped popsicle in your mouth and waking you up.
Okay. So these two are never allowed to fly.
I reckon we're going to have beef. Do you reckon there'll be like a Maguire's versus Auto Alex, like a boxing fight?
I think so, definitely. Yeah.
I'm out because he's a unit.
Is he?
He's a big
one. No swearing.
No swearing. I said, his calves are literally the size of my abdomen. I was checking out his calves.
Were you like in ready to run mode when you did that then?
No, I was too pissed. I found it hilarious.
Okay. Yeah. obviously SEMA, we did all of that. The builds and everything like that. You know what I've realised? They just go so ham over there.
Except the man with the Lamborghini Miata.
Oh,
he got a lot of abuse for that.
He did.
Yeah.
Mm. I think he tried to pull the rug over people's eyes. I spoke to him and he told me it was a Lambo V10.
Yeah, but did you notice once people started realising that it wasn't a Lamborghini V10, when they asked him about it, he was like, yeah, it's an LS V8 and it's got twin turbos and a Lamborghini intake.
Mm.
He actually owned up to it.
So yeah, he got so much hate that he actually had to take his car away.
Really?
Yeah, do you know this?
So, oh, no, that's a shitty thing.
On the second to last day of the show, his car got towed out because he was getting so much hate. Yeah,
that is shitty. That is shitty. I know. I saw a lot of people like taking the piss and like having underneath and seeing white loose wires. And stuff. A lot of those builds just aren't roadworthy.
But there was a video clip of him saying it had a V10 in it. That was surface.
That's so the problem.
It would have been fine if he was straight up and honest about it, but unfortunately,
because it's
lied.
Cool. I mean, it's still an engineering feat putting a Lamborghini intake on it. That's like amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
It would never work.
But it still looks cool.
Yeah, but it would never work.
Oh, okay. Oh. But yeah,
it would have been cool if he'd just done a twin turbo V8 in an MX5.
Yeah, there's loads of those about. I think he just wanted to be different, and he tried to pull the wool over people's eyes. Clearly, but we're all well. Other people are experts. I didn't clock it because I didn't look closely enough.
Taylor did straight away.
He did, yeah. I looked at it and I was like, I don't like the wheels. That's the only thing I thought.
Mm. But yeah, no, it looks, you could tell straight away the gap in the bonnet is like, that's a Chevy.
Oh, really?
Mm.
Okay.
So obviously, you guys, I think, briefly discussed what we got up to in the Cybertruck and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But Alex had to head home early and me and Taylor decided to go on our own little road trip.
We did.
And Alex...
What?
It was probably the best road trip of the trip. I'm sorry, it genuinely was.
Is it because I wasn't there?
Yeah.
No, it was just the... Because there wasn't any long distance. It was like literally half an hour between each location.
Yeah.
We got to see Hoover Dam, which was amazing, like to see the feat of engineering going on there. And then...
Wasn't I speaking to you about Hoover Dam? You were like, yeah, it's all right.
It was cool. It was like...
But it was underwhelming.
With the Grand Canyon, I was like, this is amazing.
The Grand Canyon was definitely the best.
Like but you thought that the next bit that you're going to talk about was better than the Grand Canyon.
The food?
No, the...
The food.
The town.
But the food. You can't skip the food.
I think I did enough eating.
No. This food was something else. Was incredible.
Mm, really?
Yeah. I think it's called Fox's Smokehouse. Yeah, it's not too far from Hoover.
Is it vegetarian?
Yes, definitely. Yeah. And they did. What did we have? I had mac and cheese,
ribs, brisket,
and pulled pork.
Oh, is this a picture brisket you showed me?
Yeah.
You bitches.
Oh my god.
Genuinely,
it was amazing.
Yeah.
I said it at the table, and I will stick by it and say it again.
Yeah.
Better than ribs and beer.
Yeah, it was.
Genuinely.
Well, yeah, I mean, ribs and beer isn't a smokehouse, is it?
It was like...
Ribs and beer is very good, but it's not elite. This sounds like it's
best
like
ribs
proper,
I've ever had.
Yeah.
Okay.
Proper. No, it was amazing.
Yeah. No, I'm very happy for you.
Mm.
I hope you had a wonderful time.
We did. And then, just to top it off, we then drove while the sun was sort of going down. It was a bit of dusk.
Yeah.
I got some of the best shots I think I've ever got of
brilliant
my life.
Brilliant.
Like, genuinely, I came back from America, actually, just... absolutely hyped on the videography.
How hyped were you?
I was but yeah, no, everything, you just take a picture over there and it just looks so cinematic and like it's in a movie. Like, I was getting some amazing stuff. And then we pulled up at this place called Nelson's Ghost Town.
Yeah.
And I think it is a bit of a tourist sort of thing, but because of the time that we pulled up, no one was there. So we got this whole ghost town to ourselves.
Is that the one with the aeroplane in the ground?
Yes, yeah. And the sun was going down and we had this like lovely dust light going around. We were walking around and it was, I think I got like amazing sort of shots and everything like that. And then we pulled the car onto the middle of the road.
I saw that. That looked amazing. Mm. Did you have like the Eagles Hotel California playing in the background or some Jackson
Brown?
We should have done.
And then, and then when we were leaving there, you go in between this valley and we had the Horse With No Name on, which I know became quite a song of the trip. But it very much suited this when we were going down. We went over and we breached this hill where you could then just see these massive mountains in the background and it was
just desert.
It was incredible.
Oh. And it was, what was I going to say?
His brain's late at the moment.
No. I've genuinely never seen Rory so excited about like videography and photographs and stuff like that.
Have you ever seen
life.
Him that excited ever, full stop, about anything?
I don't know. You were quite excited.
Oh,
like you were really excited.
To be fair, the whole time I was in America, I was excited.
That's bullshit. For the first half, you were so miserable and depressed.
I was miserable and depressed in the evenings.
Okay. Well, all right. The first half evenings. Every evening.
Yeah. Because I was exhausted.
Oh, and we weren't?
No, you were getting a lot more sleep than I was. I know, because I was awake next to you while you were sleeping.
Told everyone. You told me you wouldn't tell. We were sharing a bed. We had two twin beds. Pushed them together. Mm. And then we ended up sleeping in one anyway. Oh,
fantastic.
Yeah. I always
suffer.
We had
one for sleeping and then another one for...
I always suffer with jet lag going to the US side, but I suffer really bad from it. Like, the max sleep I could get was 4 hours every night for the first 3 nights.
Mm.
And because I didn't really sleep on the plane as well going over.
Is that because you got too pissed? Because you kept on going to the pub?
It might have been
the pub on the plane.
And I was just exhausted for the first few days. But after that, it was great. Apart from when I did lose a bit of money at the casino.
Oh yeah. Because I'd actually left at this point.
Yeah.
So I left on Thursday night.
Look, right. We all made a bet on the plane that we'd all put 500 on red.
Yeah.
And you two didn't.
This was quite funny.
Yeah.
Actually, because Rory was like, I want to do 500 on red, whatever, blah, blah. And I was like, look, just go easy.
Easy on the loo roll.
I know what gambling's like. You can become very addictive. And I'm quite
Have you had a gambling problem before?
I've been to a casino before and lost money, so I know what it's like.
Okay, yeah.
Well, you did lose some money this time as well.
No, I lost 20 quid. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
He gave me.
Oh, shit.
But, Rory got 160 quid out.
Yeah.
$160.
Yeah.
started playing roulette and got it up to $800.
Oh,
no, it was more than that. That because that was after I lost the 100. I was at $900.
Wow. So $900.
So you cashed out.
I said that,
you should cash out, right?
I said to him, look, are you sure you don't want to just back it out and you know, just take what you got? He's going, no.
So it was quite funny because this was, so I was next to Dips from P1 Auto Keys.
Yeah.
And it was me and him, and both of us didn't really have a clue what we were doing.
Mm.
We've not really been to casinos before. And we just started, ended up, both of us were just winning.
Yeah.
And winning.
Yeah.
And winning. Yeah. And winning. To the point where the floor manager came over and was standing next to us like going,
oh shit,
what is going on here?
Mm.
And then we were making some slight mistakes where, like, so even when he's cashed up your chips, if you've won,
yeah,
you're then not allowed to take them until he takes his little token off because he's not finished counting everyone else's.
Oh.
So every single time I'd go to grab them, he'd be like, no!
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Very angry.
Very angry.
Oh, wow.
And then eventually, after us winning too much, they then swapped out the croupier as well.
Why? Because they thought croupier was shit.
I don't know. I don't know. And anyway, the new person comes in. My luck went horribly wrong.
Did they get like the X-Men of croupiers?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. I decided that because you two had failed so miserably in your attempts to bet 500 on red.
Yeah.
That I would bet 800 on red.
Oh, $800.
Yeah.
So that's what, £600.
I went all in.
That's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
And even the what was it? The
croupier.
The groupier.
Not the groupier.
Whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, groupier. Yeah.
She was like, are you sure?
Yeah.
Like, really?
She was are you sure?
Yeah.
So what would you have won?
I would have doubled it.
You just doubled it.
I would have gone 1600, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what happened?
I lost it. No.
Oh, you lost it?
No, I lost it all. Yeah.
So then you had how much?
35 cents that I won on a slot machine.
Oh. Mm. Did you then put 35 cents on red?
No, because minimum was $15.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So
so how was that then? You went to Vegas, you lost it all.
And the house always wins.
The house always wins. Yeah. indeed. Yeah.
So,
but you had fun.
No, it was still a really good fun. And actually, we did get a beer out of it.
Oh.
And we did manage to convince Dips to walk away.
Oh, really?
And he walked away on the total trip with some good amount of money.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
No, so he won against the house.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Fair play.
And he bought us dinner because he felt sorry for Rory.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
And he was going, don't worry, guys, it's not my money. It's Sahara's money.
Oh, amazing. Happy days. Yeah, no, SEMA, Vegas, amazing.
Yeah.
Really good.
It was a great trip.
And we will be back.
Mm.
We will be back. Anything else, Rory? Anything else you've been up to?
I've been trying to sort out my mental health.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So I've been speaking to someone about that. You may have noticed that I've been a bit distant from
You've
things.
Been absent and distant, yeah.
So just not been really been in the best headspace. And when you're not in the best headspace, YouTube is really probably not the place to be because you get a load of people giving you lots of hate, which is nice.
Mm.
So
you have to be very, very thick skinned to be in YouTube.
Yeah, but I think even when you say people have got thick skin, like I think you say you've got thick skin.
I'm just old.
But I don't think you do.
Really?
No, whenever there's a load of negative comments come in, you say, no, it doesn't affect me. But then you'll do stuff to then change and go, all right, maybe we should do this and this and this. And it's obviously that you are still taking into it.
I still always care.
I think as much as anyone says that they don't care, they don't, whatever. At the end of the day, if you're still getting a load of people and some negative stuff, whatever, it's hard not to.
Yeah.
It's hard not to care.
And that's the thing as well. People watch YouTube. They consume YouTube and, you know, they get riled up sometimes for no reason. And then they bitch about, you know, certain people or the way you look or the way you speak or whatever. And you don't know what's going on in that person's life, which is exactly what happened. You know, in your case, you were going through some stuff.
Yeah.
You saw some comments.
A lot of crap happened all at the same time, which was a bit unfortunate.
Yeah. But you're speaking to someone now, a professional?
Yes, I am. Yeah.
And how's that going?
I you know what? I was always quite skeptical
of
therapy stuff. And I don't know. I never thought that I would need to speak to someone.
Mm-hmm.
But I ended up having. And yeah,
good.
Every time I've spoken to you
after your session, you've just seemed happier.
Yeah.
And more talkative and just more positive. So yeah.
It's so weird because like effectively they don't really do a lot. They just sort of like comment on the things that you're saying. But the way that they can just do a simple comment, which then can be like, oh, yeah, I haven't really thought about it like that.
Put stuff into perspective.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's, what did he say to me? It's like holding a mirror up to yourself, really.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, no, no, it's, I'm happy I'm doing it.
Good.
And it's going to hopefully get me in a better place.
And what would you say to people going through some tough stuff at the moment?
Speak to someone. Yeah. The thing is, like, I think you guys have known for the past, you know, few months, I think I've been a bit down, really. And yeah, even just speaking to your mates and whatever, and just reaching out to someone, it's the first step you can do, really.
Yeah.
So,
good. Yeah. Well done, Rory. And also, fair play for actually talking about it on the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That takes a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, if you're going through some shit, mental health issues, you want to speak to someone, you know, a wristband that we always wear a lot is Andy's Man Club. So yeah, it's for blokes, obviously, if you want to chat to a bloke about bloke stuff or anything that you feel is going wrong in your life, then speak to them. I think they had like a record number of signups or something. I actually got an email from one of the guys saying, yeah, thank you for shouting out Andy's Man Club. So yeah, we will always do that. Yeah, we will always do that to support mental health.
Mental health is very important.
It is. It really is. How about you, Taylor? What have you been up to?
Obviously, US.
Yeah.
Which was very, very big. Best trip I think we've ever been on.
I would agree.
I think it was
the
really
amount
good.
Of content we got out of that in 4 days that I was there was just nuts.
Yeah.
You can just do so many things.
Yeah. I went away to thinking that we'd just be at the show all the time, maybe get one second channel sort of vlog style video out of it. We walked away with one main channel video, which will be the Cybertruck video, and three smaller V2 videos, and I was like going, this has been amazing.
I think that deserves a round of applause.
Wait.
There we go. Thank you everyone. Thank you.
That's
thank
good.
You. Sorry. I just get so carried away.
We've got too much energy. It's that holy.
It's the holy. It's my coffee you know what? Drink.
Take yeah. it it's a lot more energetic than the last podcast, I can tell you that.
Oh, bloody hell. You had to leave halfway through to vomit.
Oh, did you? God.
Jesus.
From my anus.
Can we point out that he,
Jesus Christ.
He vomited from his front and his anus and then showered in my room?
It gets to a point, though, when you're sorry to bring it back to shitting, but you shit so much and then you start wiping and you're like, this just...
It's blood. Just, there's no point.
It's just blood now.
Might as well just jet wash it.
I'm just, blood. Exactly. Well, if you wipe so much, like during the day, it just turns a bit bleedy.
Does it?
Yeah, do you not? Do you have that?
I do, yeah, but his is elasticated though, so it...
Oh, okay. It's
so
powerful.
It's so used to having
so used to it.
I think right. you two just have... I think you two just get piles a lot. Which is what your problem is.
Do you reckon Taylor just gives himself an enema every time just to... Just to make sure it's
that
tip top.
That is grim.
Tip
that
top.
Is not podcast worthy. That is grim.
Just for any eventuality, you're just ready.
Look, it's only special occasions. So I'll get that.
Speaking of podcast stuff,
yeah,
we've added sound deadening.
We have.
I'm not sure if it's actually made a difference.
No,
yet.
I think it is. I think
it has actually made quite a bit of a difference.
Yeah, it has made a difference. It looks shit.
Well,
you've ruined my cottage.
No, your cottage has ruined itself.
So for those,
the cottage is probably falling away from itself.
It is actually. This
is
disintegrating.
Not the cottage to blame. That is the man that towed the cottage, which was Lewis. Lewis, you owe me a lamp, and I won't be invoicing you for that.
Yeah, I said to Lewis, are you taking the cottage over the road with the speed bumps? He was like, oh, book me. Yes, I will be. Because when I got to the NEC, because the cottage was at the NEC,
yeah,
and I looked at it, and literally every wall has come away from the chassis. And this cottage is not for driving anymore.
No.
This is a static caravan now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It stays here now.
But yeah, we've got foam all on the roof, on the wall, opposite wall. So everywhere you can't really see, there is a load of special... Oh, wait, actually, I've got some here. There's a load of this sort of style foam.
Corrugated.
And it's just so... It should help with sort of the echo that you get from being in a room, really.
Yeah. And if it doesn't, and if it's still echoey...
Tough luck.
Yeah, exactly. We don't care. Just don't complain about it because it's free. So, wait.
Wait. Yeah. I don't know what to go with.
Well, we don't care. Oh, that didn't really work.
Oh, shit. That bloody machine.
Sorry.
You wait till this has got our sounds programmed in. Oh. This is going to be the best. We can take clip it. Oh.
Well, go on.
We could take clips from the videos where you guys say something funny.
Yeah.
And then just put it in here and just do it as like little reaction sort of thing.
Do you know we could just have one clip and one button pushes? Glue.
Glue.
People really egg. Like that.
Glue?
Yeah.
When you said glue.
What's it glued down with? Glue.
Glue.
I got a lot of comments about he also, we were at McDonald's having a McDonald's breakfast and then Taylor's just stabbing his egg, just saying, egg.
Egg. Did I?
Egg.
You why are, did I do that?
You are a simple man, aren't you?
Yeah, but with a very complex mind.
No, not really.
It is.
No.
It is. No, very complex. Okay.
Wait, okay. Let me see if I can find this one.
What else have you been up to?
Vegas. Got back from Vegas. I've been sorting out a bit of life admin.
Yeah.
Put a couple of cars up for
paying
sale.
A speeding fine.
Egg. Is that egg?
Egg.
Egg.
There we go.
When was that? I don't remember that.
Egg.
Egg. I don't remember that.
Egg.
Egg. Yeah, sorting out some life admin. If anyone listening to this with your eye holes or ear holes wants to buy the 735i that you guys or Freddie took to Poland,
yeah,
then let me know because I have that now and it's for sale.
Yeah.
It's a very nice car. It's done 80,000 miles and it's £6,500. It's actually really nice.
It's a bargain. Yeah. Genuinely is a bargain. Yes.
So if anyone wants to buy it, slip and slide your way into my DMs.
Yeah. On Instagram or anywhere else?
On Instagram would
be
better.
Okay, just Instagram.
Or Grindr or whatever you fancy.
Oh, okay. Okay,
and just message me about it because I have put that for sale. Other than that, I've been driving about in my M5.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Okay. How is it? Is it still in one piece?
It's still in one piece.
Yeah.
Lots of V10 noises.
Really?
Oh, it's so good.
Oh.
Does the front look any better now?
The front looks a lot better now.
Why? Because, what happened to the front?
In Vegas, we went to a scrapyard.
Oh, yeah.
And I bought some chrome grills for it.
You
off
did?
Of a car in the scrapyard. Because mine have black grills on it. Yep. I hate them. So I put them on and they look really nice.
Oh.
I've just been, just enjoying it, just driving it about.
Fantastic.
And it is fantastically fast.
Is it really?
It's so fast.
Is it also fantastically good on fuel?
It's not bad. I got 20 out of it.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. It's not the worst car I've ever had.
That's nearly as good as my Macan.
It's no worse.
My old Macan.
Than my KN that I used to have.
I mean, you can't ask more than that, can you?
Except it's less to tax.
Have you also noticed it is pitch black outside?
It is quite dark, yeah.
In the last half an hour, it has literally just gone from dusk to pitch black.
Yeah, like, and it's only...
That is
7 minutes past five.
One thing I do really miss about the States, that sort of, that sun and having that lovely sunset and that dusk.
Yeah.
There doesn't ever seem to be a dusk. It just goes instantly to gloomy to dark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And cold.
I genuinely think the thing I dislike the most about the UK is the weather. Because I think it makes everyone miserable.
Yeah.
I actually do. It's quite grim.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah, yeah. It's a disorder, isn't it?
Yeah, it's quite grim all the time.
So we've decided that we're moving to the States.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm actually going to start a new family in the States as well.
Are you? Okay.
Yeah. I'm thinking about giving fellas a go. Seems quite an easy life.
Just really? Give it a try.
Yeah. You just get on an app.
Seems like an easy life.
And then away you go. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with a bit of knob, Rory.
There we go. That's a soundbite for the soundboard.
trust me, though. It won't be a bit. It'll be about my life. That's all I'm having. Yeah, I'm going to be rolling in it.
Swimming in it.
Swimming in everything, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, just all I can get.
Lots of knob.
Yeah. If you have any, I'm having it. I'm going to just steal it off you.
No.
I will.
No.
I'm going to get my fiberglass ass out and then I'll be like, come on, Em.
You have got a fiberglass ass.
Shut your mouth. Shut your filthy mouth.
Wavy. It's the sort of thing you look at and go, that's got filler in it. Do you know when you look at a rear quarter of a car and it's all wavy and you think, that's got filler in it?
Yours isn't wavy. Well, it's just like so full of fat. It's just big and plump.
Yeah, I've got a big, nice ass. Yours is just like full of fiberglass.
It's because it's so saggy.
What, whose is?
My ass is not saggy.
He's got an old man's ass.
I do not.
You've got an old man's ass.
It's grim.
Don't make me take it out.
It is grim.
Do you want me to get my ass out? Like, no.
I don't. It won't fit in this caravan.
Jeez. What else you been up to? How's your Alpina?
Oh, Alpina.
Yeah.
So did I mention on the podcast that that broke?
I don't think you did.
Don't know. No. Maybe
so
not.
Alpina broke the day before we were due to go away.
Yeah. What happened?
I was on the way here and the oil pressure light came on. I was like, oh, that's really bad. Pulled over, switched it off straight away, left it where it was, got an Uber, got in my Range Rover and then drove here. And then recovered it and it sat on a trailer while we were away.
Yeah.
I assumed it would be the oil pump.
Yeah.
Because they are quite common for wearing out on those engines.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, God, spend another grand on it. Do you know what?
Shit.
I was like, I've had a couple of bits go wrong with it. I thought, do you know what? I'm just going to sell it. But it's annoying because I've been thinking about what to replace it with again, but there's nothing I can think of because I really like it.
Well, there's something outside that you should replace it with.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No. So...
You know, it's like that James Bond thing where the
wait, woman Rory's going for a button.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
There it is, right. Yeah. So that's Rory's auxiliary belt sounds like. So, yeah, I couldn't think of anything. I was thinking, oh, should I just get a Golf or something like that? I thought,
Jesus Christ.
So I took the Alpine to my mate Giuseppe.
Hey, Babidi.
For him to look at it for me. And he checked the oil pressure. He's like, yeah, the oil pressure is a bit low. He said, it's not. Got it. It's not like got no oil pressure, but he said it is a bit low. And I said, it's not good. I said, it's going to need an oil pump. All right, price it up, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
And is that subframe out?
Subframe out.
Oh, shit.
Or engine out.
Oh, God.
And he said, whatever. So he took the oil filter out.
Yeah.
And I just changed the oil on it.
Yeah.
A few hundred miles prior to this issue. And I hadn't put the oil filter in.
There's some
and that
sort
was
of like,
what was causing
it. There's like a locating pin or something.
Yeah, there's like a little locating lug.
Mm.
And I obviously thought that it had gone in and it hadn't, which is what was causing it.
Strange, right? Because he's usually very good with lug holes, isn't he?
Jesus. Get on the button.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
Too kind.
Too kind.
Do you know, I've decided we need an egg. Egg. So yeah, that was my fault.
Yeah.
Not to the car, so I'm not selling it.
Is this because you're out of practice being a mechanic?
No, I think it's because I'm old and I can't see anything.
You got cataracts in your eyes.
I've got cataracts,
Jesus, who said that?
It's a fairly easy mistake to make. I've seen it happen loads of times before. Might cock up. It is what it is.
Yeah.
So
you're going to sell it though?
No.
You should.
I really like it. I'm sorry. I know you two hate it.
You should get a.
And
you
keep
get a
banging on
diesel.
About how I should buy six cylinders. I really like my Alpina.
He likes
love
it
the way
so
it
much that he never drives it.
Yeah, exactly.
I do drive.
He keeps
it
on
lot.
Breaking it constantly.
Do you know
as
what
well?
I am going to sell? I've decided.
Go on.
My Range Rover.
Are you?
What, the red one?
Really? Yeah. Oh wow. That lasted.
How are you
going to
move
week?
Your trailer around?
I'm not.
No, but how are you going to do recovery?
I'm not.
So you that, does that mean you're selling your trailer then?
No.
Well, what's the point in
exactly,
having a trailer
yeah,
if you don't
trailer.
Have it?
Because when I want to tow
Wood
something...
Wood for trailers, we're going to give you back the trailer.
No, because no, when will. I want to tow something, I'll just use the KN.
No, that's but, not available
but,
to you.
But, all right, yeah, all right. No, so if not. We're using the KN, why would you then have your own trailer?
Because that's for my personal use.
Yeah, but how are you going to tow it?
With the KN.
No, that's a work vehicle.
That's all
right. Just... Sorry, do you have another KN?
No, no, I'll
just
borrow your KN every now and again.
No, that's not how it works.
Isn't it?
No.
All right.
I'll give you 500 quid for the Range Rover.
No.
Hold out your hand. No. What, are you going to try and sell that written off Range Rover?
It's not
uncategorised. It's written off. It's a write-off.
Right.
It's a write-off.
Shut up.
It is.
But no, I'm selling it
it's
because
knocking.
I keep
it's knocking.
Driving here with my trailer and I can't be arsed anymore.
Right, okay.
I literally can't be bothered because it adds an hour to my commute every day and I can't be arsed. Getting
no. Do you know what does add an hour to your commute?
Oversleeping.
Oversleeping, yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. You're getting better at this. You're getting better. There should also be a button that when I say, what's the email?
Podcast@autoilexcars.com.
You just press a button.
Oh, and it just does
exactly,
that.
I could do that.
That
is cheating, though.
No, it's not.
It is.
Yeah, but he doesn't remember to press the button. There's also eight buttons. He won't know which one it is. what's the podcast?
He's a bit confusing. they're just different coloured buttons. I don't know what I'm pressing.
But yeah, so I'm going to sell quite a few cars. I am working through it. I sold one yesterday.
Yeah.
I'm selling. I'm working my way through.
Also buying
you
more
sell
cars.
It? Yeah, I was going to say, what's that BMW that you got outside here now?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I bought that to sell it, though.
Right.
Because that was cheap.
But you're not buying and selling cars anymore?
Yeah, but when one comes up every now and again, you know.
So you're buying and selling cars?
Every now and again, yes.
You just like to dip your foot in the water sometimes. Yeah,
just
occasionally.
You know, it's like the old mechanic thing. I might lose my game otherwise.
Yeah.
You've lost your game.
You don't have game.
You can't do an oil change.
Exactly. Mm.
But yeah, so.
Can't be trusted.
I want to keep my opinion. I'm going to sell everything else. Sell all of it. Sell everything. I thought about selling my Mini.
Yeah, you should do it.
Which one?
All my R53. I just never use it.
You don't?
I never use it. And the thing is when I don't use my cars, I do actually consider selling them instead of keeping them all in a unit, absolutely pointlessly taking up loads of space and then causing loads and loads of time to move them all about when you have to move them all about on your own and then saying that it's a two-man job.
Yeah, so why is it that it causes loads of time when you're on your own? It's because you're on your own.
Yeah, I know, but it shouldn't be the case. If you didn't have so many cars that you don't use, it wouldn't take so long because they wouldn't all have flat batteries because you use them all the time.
Both of your biggest problems are the fact that your cars are not at your houses.
Mm.
Like, that is your biggest problems.
It's not a problem. I wouldn't like them to be at my house.
That is an absolute lie.
If you had a garage around the back of your house...
10 cars on my driveway, it'd be stressed.
No, but if you had a garage around the back of your house that had all of the cars that are here, in there... You'd do it in a heartbeat.
There is nothing that I'd like more in life to walk out of my kitchen through a door and into a garage full of really cool cars.
Yeah.
That's warm.
But it also just means you can actually drive them. Because the problem is, whenever you want to drive a car, you have to make the purpose effort to go and get that car to then go drive it. And as much as you love cars, it's not like it's just across the road or whatever.
That is exactly why I keep my M5 at home.
Is it?
Because I like driving it.
So you store an M5 E60... at your home in North London.
Yes.
That's going in seconds.
Dodgy part of London as well.
Who's going to nick that? I can hear it on cold start from five streets away.
That's nice. So can everyone else, said Taylor. Remember that, yeah?
I should tell you what, I slept through my alarm this morning, but I wouldn't sleep through that. Even my mum commented on it, and she never comments on loud cars.
Jesus Christ.
It's so loud.
It is very loud.
Is there anything you want to say to your neighbours?
Sorry? So yeah, I am going to sell some cars. So if anyone wants to buy any, just message me.
How much is the M5 up for?
I'm not selling.
Are you not?
No, I'm not.
Are you
sure? I want to keep that for a bit.
You should sell.
I want to enjoy that.
You should sell that.
It's a shame that you're going to sell the Alpina. Any of my cars.
Sell the Alpina.
No, but it is genuinely. It is a bit of a shame that you two don't like.
I like your M5. I think your Alpina is just a glorified 320D.
Right.
That keeps on breaking
down. Drives about in a hearse.
A hearse.
A hearse.
What's a hearse?
Your hearse. You drive about in a hearse.
What, my 530D?
Yes, hearse.
How is that a hearse?
It's a big old hearse.
It's not.
You don't need
it's
it.
Perfect.
Don't need it.
What do I need then?
Do you know what he keeps saying to me?
Yeah.
He looks at my M5. No, don't need it.
Oh, you don't need
Rory,
it?
You've but just you bought don't... a Range Rover.
Oh, yeah, I don't need it.
But why do you keep... No, don't need it.
Well, he likes bringing people down. He needs a few more sessions until he can actually see the
Look, the Range Rover was a depression buy. I've said that many times.
Did it make you feel better?
It did for about a few days.
Oh, fantastic.
And now I've heard from Will that apparently he doesn't like starting up in the morning. So apart from that,
I told
it's great.
You, keep it in winter storage, only use it in the summer.
Our boy is a winter daily.
Jeez.
All I'll say to that is no warranty or returns. Sold as seen. Thank you very much.
So how much is the red one? Oh, shit. Sorry.
Sorry.
That came out of nowhere. That was unexpected.
Sorry.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe
I'll give you
offers.
I'll give you 500
Not from
quid.
You, though. I've got a new rule. I'm not selling any cars to you anymore.
Why is that? Is it
keep doing me over.
You keep on losing.
Yeah. Not doing it anymore.
I'll give you 500 quid.
No. I'm sure you would, but it's not happening.
Fine, okay. We'll see you next week.
Why do you want it?
Just to do it over. I didn't. I said, fuck. Just to fuck.
You know why he wants it? It's because he realised that you do actually need another tow car, and without my tow car around all the time.
No, the KN's fantastic. The KN's fantastic. Don't need it. Just getting in the way.
When are you going to move?
When are you going to move?
At the moment, my issues don't really matter that much.
Look, I have.
Why
overcome...
do your issues not matter? Oh, because you've got bigger issues.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I have overcome my commute and it taking me a long to get here, long time to get here.
But you haven't?
By buying a V10.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this morning.
I needed to bring the Range Rover here, so I haven't used it yet. But once that's sold and the M5 is my only option, I'll get here in minutes.
I think you have a big issue.
What?
Waking up.
I do have that issue.
You do have that issue.
We all know about my sleeping.
Yes. Your sleep apnea as well. It's fantastic.
I don't actually have that really anymore.
A week in America has made me realise that Taylor can just fall asleep anywhere.
Yes, I know.
You were in a Cybertruck that was beeping
to the loudest extent where I would compare it to some sort of torture chamber.
Yep.
With music on full blast, yep. And he still fell asleep.
Yep. And I wasn't even driving. It was on autopilot. So that's enough to freak any man out. Yeah. But no, he was like, yeah.
I was snoring away.
You were snoring away.
I was flat out.
You were flat. You were flat, yeah.
But yeah, I'll fall asleep anyway.
You will. You won't fall asleep now.
Do you know what? I probably could.
You probably could.
I think you could, yeah.
Mm. Right. As for me, back from SEMA, obviously, the flight home completely ruined me because I landed and then my phone was doing this like really stupid thing where I had no 5G. It was a brick. I couldn't make any calls, no nothing. And then I had to take a tube back to Ealing where I live, go into a hairdresser's, ask to borrow the Wi-Fi so I could get an Uber home. Got an Uber home, had some food, had a shower, and then drove up to Birmingham for the NEC.
I could just imagine Alex landing and his phone's not working and he's not slept for 30 hours.
I was unimpressed.
Oh my God,
I can imagine the words coming out of his mouth trying to get this phone working. I'm surprised it didn't end up halfway across the room.
He very nearly did.
He was angry this morning and he wasn't even tired this morning, so I can imagine him being very angry.
I wasn't angry. I was disappointed.
You couldn't get the KN insured so that you could drive it, so you were angry.
Oh, I was pissed. Everything was going wrong. Starting with you.
I could tell. Yeah. I got here and you were, I was like,
yeah.
Got in the can and I'm just going to leave him to it.
Too right. Good. Yeah. I floated up to Birmingham in my G31. Fantastic car, the 530D. I love it.
Hearse.
It's not a hearse. You drive a glorified 320D. Who are you trying to impress?
Yeah, I love it.
It's shit.
I'm not trying to impress anyone because I love it.
Yeah, but it's shit. You need to get rid of it. It keeps on breaking down.
The whole premise of our channel is to drive about in shit. That's what we do. Yeah, I like it.
Well, then buy a 320D.
I don't want to.
And then put Alpina wheels on it.
That's what I've done.
Yeah, but you've got a glorified version of it.
Yeah, I know, and I love it.
Who are you trying to impress?
No one. Me.
You're trying to piss me off now, aren't you? He's doing his little smug face.
I must admit.
What's quicker, a 330D of that generation or your Alpina?
My Alpina.
No, it's not.
It has more power than the 330D. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't mean it's quicker.
But with a little tune sort of thing.
Oh, a little tune on a 330D, it would fly because your car, your engine, is tuned to the max.
It is, yeah.
It won't do anymore.
No, it won't.
So surely you'd just be better off getting a 330D.
You would be.
Want a 330D.
Why? Why do you hate six cylinders?
Well, I don't hate six cylinders. I love them. And I love the 330D engine. I think it's great.
You've changed, man.
I would prefer my Alpina if it had the 3-litre diesel in it.
Thank you.
But well, then I just really like my Alpina. I like driving it. I like the power delivery. I like the way it feels. I like the chassis. I love the interior.
The chassis is the same.
It is, yeah. But I like the way it drives. I just like it, all right? Leave me alone. Just piss off.
Do you like the fact that it's always in the garage? Always broken down? How many times has that broken down? Is it 3 times now?
In all fairness, it's only...
So one day, should we just turn up with a black 330D with some Alpina things, same wheels and everything like that, and go, Taylor, look, you could
You could have.
Or you could have that.
It depends how much it costs. But in all fairness, it's only actually sort of broken once. Mm-hmm. The first time a battery terminal came loose.
Yes. Yeah. And knocked you out.
Yeah.
The car hates you.
No, that was...
Take it as a sign. The car doesn't want you as its owner.
And the second time, an EGR pipe split. So EGR blanked it. Mm-hmm. But that's a common issue on those.
Yeah.
And then the third time was my fault.
So 3 times that car has left you stranded?
Yeah, but it was my fault. Two of them.
3 times, and he's probably only driven it 6.
Yeah. How long have you had it? Have you had it like 3 months?
I've done quite a few miles.
You've had it 3 months and it's let you down 3 times.
You haven't done that. You haven't driven it that many times.
I have. It's just because you guys don't see it. It doesn't mean I don't drive it.
Yeah, but you're here every day and you're never here in the car.
It's because I always have to move our shit about.
No, it's because your car's always broken down.
No, it's because it hasn't got a tow bar.
And it's always late.
And you say it's move our shit about, but a lot of the time it's you collecting or moving your cars over here, or you bought a car that you then have to then sell.
I've moved 2 of my cars here. The rest of them have all been yours.
No.
All of them.
No, I don't. I like how this podcast has now turned into a character assassination.
It's going to turn into a brawl in a minute. There's going to be podcast equipment flying across the cottage.
Right. Went to the NEC for the Classic Motor Show. So I was supposed to be there Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I double booked myself, so I was only there for the Saturday and Sunday. Really good show. Really, really good show. I was up on stage with Mike. Oh, that, your Ann Brewer. We were doing live stuff like 4 or 5 times on the stage. It was really good. Also, at the end of the day, on the Saturday and Sunday, did a kind of live podcast in a podcast lounge.
Who'd you do that with?
So on the Saturday, I did it with Edwin and Will, which was really good. Yeah, so there was probably like a crowd of, I don't know, 100 people, 100 seats or so.
And is that going out on...
No, I didn't record it because I didn't have the recording thing or anything like that. Also, the acoustics there, rubbish.
Yeah. Probably quite noisy as well.
It was noisy. It had loads of background noise and it wasn't a lounge. It was in the corner of the hall and they were, just imagine like a Perspex room. It was literally just Perspex walls. Mm-hmm. And halfway up the wall as well, there was no Perspex. So people were kind of like just milling about on the outside. There were like 100 people sitting down. It was nice. It was really nice just to take the pressure off and not have to like think about what you're saying, really.
Yeah.
But I had to edit myself because obviously these are quite heavily edited sometimes, aren't they? Because we say some stuff.
Yeah.
We do say some stuff.
Enough to get you cancelled very quickly.
Indeed. But yeah, no, it was nice. Edwin and Will were really good. We were talking about, you know, starting up a YouTube channel, all that kind of stuff, Car Throttle Days, blah, blah, blah. And yeah, the crowd were really engaged, lots of Q&As, which was really nice. Nice. And then on Sunday, did a podcast with Gareth and Chris.
Gareth.
Yeah, and we were just talking about stuff we've done on Car Throttle as well, what we've got coming up, you know, our Vietnam trip.
Yes.
Which is very exciting.
Mm. I was going to ask.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you this actually in person.
Oh, God.
Do you think now that you've gone away to America, has it sort of reinvigorated your sort of love for on these trips sort of that we went on?
Or has it made it worse?
No, I loved, I would say the America trip was the first time that I've actually enjoyed America. And the reason I say that is because whenever I've gone to America, it's always been loads of stress. I was there because I was working for Car Throttle. I had a job to do.
Yeah.
I was told where to go, who to impress, these dinners, like bullshit dinners I had to go to. And this time it was just us. And on, you know, Sunday, Monday, we're like, oh, let's go to the Grand Canyon. Oh, let's hire a Tesla Cybertruck. Yes. Let's go on an adventure and do our own thing. And I think we're in a position now where we can just be like, do you know what? We're not going to go to that dinner. We're not going to go to that party. We're just going to have fun.
I think if you'd been there on the last 2 days and did the thing, I think you might have actually shit.
Like, oh, really?
I
didn't need to shit in Vegas because I shat in the UK.
I must admit, I would quite like to have compared who was more tired after that flight, him or you. Because he looked like, I've never seen Rory in such a poor overall condition.
F you. No.
Keep it.
Wait.
Family. Sorry.
Virgin Atlantic. Lovely on the way over.
I love Virgin. They're really good.
Really nice on the way back.
Yeah.
Lovely food, whatever. Staff lovely.
Food was nice on the way back as well.
My one seat in particular.
Yeah. Was it nice?
That seat can go to hell.
What happened?
So we're on an overnight flight. It was, what, 10 hours or nine hours or something like that.
Nine was 10 hours.
It was about 10 hours.
9 hours 50 it was.
Yeah. And the seat did not recline.
Oh,
it was broken.
When he realised that, and I tried to do it for him and it weren't working, he was fuming.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He was even more fuming when I reclined and fell asleep.
Yeah. I was literally.
Did you offer to swap?
Do you know what?
No, I didn't. Good. I respect that.
I slept. I think I was awake. It was a 9 hour, 50 minute flight. I think I must have been awake for 2 hours.
Yeah.
Every time I woke up and looked to my right, he looked worse and worse.
Really?
He looked in poor overall condition.
I had an American lady to the right of me who was fully reclined, literally slept. And I mean the whole flight.
Wow.
She
did not hear a peep from her. Like,
oh, I respect that.
And then there was Taylor on the left of me who was, again, fully reclined.
So you
and
were
then I was
in
there,
the
bolt upright, sitting there going, I hate this so much.
And he had sleeping tablets as well, which didn't work. And it just made him...
The sleeping tablets just made me really drowsy, as if like that feeling when you're trying to stay awake, but you can't. And then you're like driving and you're like going, I can't fall asleep. It made me feel like that, but I then couldn't actually sleep because every single time I tried to get into a position where I could, I was like, no, that's not working.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So both very tired. I was also very, very tired.
Yeah.
So yeah, I got to the Airbnb in Birmingham on Friday night, I think about 10. And then at 11 o'clock, I went to sleep, woke up at 6. Felt really good. I had loads of energy, like really like happy, go lucky. And then it came to 3 p.m. on the day and I just fell off a cliff. And I was like, I just want to jump off a really tall building. I was completely knackered. Then we went for a curry.
Yeah. Which was, how was that?
Oh, it was amazing, but it was also a mistake.
What, so, why?
On the day, right? Tom Lenthal's Emma, you know, the XJC.
Yeah, yeah.
Just a pre-warning. Yeah. If anyone doesn't want to hear any more shitting stories, then fast forward now.
No, they're going to fast forward to the shitting story because you haven't told them how far to fast forward. So we went for it. So Tom's Emma, you know, the XJC, went under the hammer. It made a fantastic amount of money. Which
57
is,
grand, wasn't it?
It's a spoiler alert. It made, yeah. 50. Yeah. So 56, which is the equivalent with fees of 64,000.
Wow.
And I spoke to Mike Brewer before and he was like, I'll tell you what, I couldn't believe it. I thought that'd go 15, 20 grand and it went for 65 grand. And then...
What's happened to Mike Brewer? Someone shoved a plug up his arse.
He's usually unplugged, isn't he? So yeah, it went for a fantastic amount. So Tom was really happy. And then we were like, yeah, let's go celebrate. And we went for a curry and it was like all the Auto Alex team and a few others as well. And the food was fantastic.
Yeah.
Went to sleep, had a couple of beers. It was lovely. I woke up in the morning on Sunday. I was in a very, very poor state of repair. Like, I needed full body restoration.
Did you have
inside
low oil
and
pressure?
Out. Oh, there was no oil. It literally all fallen out of me. I woke up just not feeling right. And I was like, I don't shower in the morning. I shower in the evening. But yeah, I was like, I have to shower because I just need to cleanse my body. So I got in the shower, was cleaning my body. And then I just started vomiting in the shower. I was like, oh. I'd brushed my teeth, vomited, and then I had to brush my teeth again.
Oh, God.
Went to the toilet for like the fourth time. And it was just like, it was just a poor state of show. It really was. And then, so I was in the top room. And Chris was in the room next to me and I had the ensuite. And then Chris was like, can I shower? I was like, yeah, absolutely. And then I put my clothes on. Chris was in the shower. I was like,
oh. In the shower that you just vomited in?
Well, yeah, no, I'd like mashed it down with my foot.
Oh, God.
Thank you.
That is so grim.
Yeah. And then I was like, oh, I could do with a little fart now.
No.
And I did.
How'd that fart go?
I need to go back in the shower.
I don't think that was the curry, though. I think that's just you getting old.
When I'm that tired and exhausted, it just goes straight to my stomach. I think it's the same with everyone. Like, your stomach doesn't know if it's up or down.
Imagine that feeling, but you're 20 miles away from the nearest toilet and you're stood out at the Grand Canyon.
yes, I can imagine that. Yeah,
God,
yeah.
You two are so bad.
I know, we do have weak stomachs.
I'll tell you what, there's one thing. I've got a lot of issues, whatever, but I do not shit myself.
No, you don't.
And
no,
you two regularly shit everywhere.
Yeah. So that was fun. And then I had to wear my old boxers from the night before. Like, oh, this is not good.
So is there an Airbnb somewhere with some shitty boxers?
No, I took them home and they've
You took
washed.
Them home?
Well, no, it wasn't like full. It wasn't like a nappy. It was just like a little...
Did it just...
I stopped myself because I was like, I'm going to fart. And then it went wrong. I was like, oh my God, I've got to stop.
Did it just look like Heathrow Airport runway in there?
No, it wasn't.
No,
it wasn't
skid marks.
It wasn't actually that bad. It wasn't that bad. But it was bad enough for me to have to get back in the shower.
It's just so grim.
So that happened, and then I went and did a whole show. I was not particularly well, but I don't think anyone really noticed, except for Chris. Chris kept on coming up to me, which didn't help, saying, I've never seen you. You look awful. I was like, Chris, I feel awful.
That's what I had from Taylor when he was just going, you look so tired.
Rory, you looked dreadful.
Oh, God.
Like,
oh, God.
He looked like he'd been hit by a dustbin.
And there's this moment where we're waiting outside for the airport and Joe's picking us up and he's like going, I'm only 10 minutes away. And then we phone him again about 15 minutes later and he's like, yeah, I'm 9 minutes away. I'm like,
he just went, that's it, I'm getting an Uber.
Oh, this happened with my Uber as well. It kept on saying 7 minutes. This was when I'm trying to get home from the airport. And then it was 7 minutes for like 5 minutes. And I started like giving him like dirty messages. Have you forgotten about me? He was like, traffic, man, sorry. And then I got in, I was like, lots of traffic was there. I was just like so sassy. So apologies to the Uber driver, you were lovely. Apart from that, Barney has been dropped off at Reedish Motorsport. And we... have confirmed a location for Shedfest! Blah, 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 blah. Oh, that just tails off too quickly.
The thing is, the track's too long, so I've either got to stop it or...
Well, no, can you not just fade it down?
Wait.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, bit too aggressive, though.
Yeah, it doesn't
seem realistic.
He's getting used to it.
Sorry.
Anyway, our location for Shedfest confirmed as of yesterday is... Goodwood!
So Goodwood it is.
It is Goodwood it is. It is Goodwood, yeah.
I hope they've got good toilets.
Oh yeah, they bloody better do. So we're going to be at Goodwood. It's going to be amazing. There are going to be no traffic management issues, and it's just going to be great. We're looking at May, end of May. So if you've got a holiday booked for end of May, cancel it, because Shedfest will be better.
Do you know what's crazy? Like, I think Goodwood, correct me if I'm wrong, they're allowed... Due to like council limitations, they're allowed 6 big shows a year.
I think it's 10.
Is it 10?
10 big shows a year.
10, yeah. But I'm talking like Festival of Speed is one of them.
Players.
Like
Retro Rides.
Revival. Mm. All of these like big ones are part of it. And we are going to be one of those big shows.
It's mad. Cool. It is mad. Do you remember on the first Goodwood? On the first Shedfest?
Yeah, yeah.
I think we all agreed. It's like, wouldn't it be amazing to be Goodwood?
Yeah.
Mm. And we've done it after year 3?
Year two.
So, really, really, really exciting. We do have to pay them a disgusting amount of money for the privilege, but it doesn't matter for us. We just want to do it right this time. We want there to be no mistakes. And also, shout out to people at the NEC who came up to me. And there was one family especially, mother, father, and son in a motorized wheelchair. Sorry, I forget your names. I'm terrible with names. And they came up to me and were like, oh, yeah, we didn't make it to Goodwood this year. And I was
Shedfest.
And I said, when you say you didn't make it, was it you didn't get tickets in time or you didn't make it in?
Yeah.
And they said, we didn't make it in. We waited for 3 hours and then we had to turn around. And I'm like, my heart sank.
Mm.
And I was like, damn, like this is, it hurts me, really hurts me to hear that. And I said to the family, and you still owe me an email, by the way, to the family, VIP tickets on us. And I will also pay for you to stay in a nice Airbnb somewhere just to hopefully
it
up.
Yeah, that's nice.
So, please, if you listen to the podcast, to that family, send me that email.
At podcast@autoalexcars.com.
No, I gave them my actual, my personal email. So then I can give them all the details and stuff like that.
The, Alex at...
You won't dare. You won't dare. So yeah, I'm waiting for your email. So please email. And I had loads of other people, but the point is they weren't dicks about it. And they were like, oh yeah, you know, we waited and we didn't get in, like screw you type thing. They were just really nice and understanding. And there was one guy also in the podcast lounge and he said that he didn't get in after I asked him. And I said, oh, did we give you a refund? And he said, I didn't ask for one. And I was like some people are just
too
so
nice. Yeah.
Yeah. Just like, not too nice, but just so nice that they... It's not, I don't think he did, he felt like he couldn't, but he was like, it is one of those things. So I've also said to him, we will give you free entry to.
That's very nice.
So yeah, we're super excited and we do want to make amends. So it's going to be great.
Yeah. Nice.
Right. We've been talking for so long. We haven't even got onto our podcast topic, which we'll rush through. All right.
Yeah.
So question that I was thinking of, can you be a petrol head if you use autopilot to get to your destination? The reason I ask that is I am a petrolhead. I love cars of all shapes and sizes. But when I was in the Cybertruck taking us to the Grand Canyon, I put full autopilot on and I was like, do you know what? I can't be bothered to drive. I'll let this thing drive for me. Does that make me less of a petrolhead? What do we think?
It depends.
On what?
Well, if you've got a Tesla with autopilot during the day and then when you go out in the evenings and weekends, you've got a V10 M5.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What, and then go and hit some bollards?
Yeah.
Okay.
See... You know what? With the Tesla, like I think, I don't know. I came back with that with probably a better impression than you guys did. Like
that's because you weren't in it that much.
No, I'm still in it enough. I think the thing that I absolutely loved, and I did this on the way back, was I was driving manually the whole way back because you know we were just having a bit of a spirited drive the way back, and
it because Tesla autopilot said no, you're driving too aggressively, we are now banning you from autopilot, and you had no choice but to drive manually.
No, that was the first time.
Okay, right, yeah.
But the second time on the way back when it was beeping, but I had my noise cancelling headphones in, so I could hear it.
Yeah.
I was driving back, and I was driving
Very, very aggressively.
But driving in America, especially like new places where it can be a bit stressful, as soon as I got into sort of the town, I just went autopilot on.
Yeah.
And then it just drove me straight to the hotel. Not a single mistake. Yeah. It went in all the correct lanes that it needed to go in.
Unless you ask it to do a U-turn, in which case it will climb the sidewalk.
It will go over a curb. Yeah. It will.
But the thing is, as you correct that and then take the steering away from it, it then learns from it and gets better.
Yeah.
Two things about the Cybertruck that are still in my mind that I feel will never leave my mind is, number one, I feel that if you do drive on autopilot regularly, you will become a shit driver.
Oh, 100%. And you get fat because you have to charge and they go to Wendy's.
Yeah, and you eat all the time because you have to charge it. And two, I didn't like steering. I thought it was cool at first, but it's too sharp.
Yeah. I mean, that's just a software thing, isn't it?
Well, I don't know.
That
I just,
yeah, that was in the computer. You can change it.
I didn't like it.
Yeah.
I just couldn't. I thought it was cool at first, and I thought, I'm not sure about this. And the thought of that steering wheel not actually being directly connected to the wheel,
fly by wire,
because I think if there is some kind of communication or electrical issue, there might be some kind of safeguard or whatever on it. You lose steering, and that's quite scary.
But you do bring up a really, really interesting point, which is if you use autopilot a lot, it makes you a shitter driver. Mm. Like, when I had to take over autopilot because it thought I was driving too aggressively as well, I was like, holy shit, now I need to concentrate on navigation, where we're going. I need to do the pedals with my feet, do the steering with my hands. These are three things that 30 seconds ago I didn't need to worry about.
Yeah.
And it just felt, for the first 2 minutes, like quite overwhelming.
Mm.
And I was like, I don't want to do this. I just want the car just to forgive me and let it crack on and do its own thing. So yeah, 100% with you. I think if people are using autopilot and then they're forced to go back into normal cars, it's going to be carnage.
Oh yeah, it'd be terrible. Yeah.
But I don't know. The thing is, like, we were speaking to quite a few, and I'd ask the question every single time too, because every single taxi or Uber we got picked up in was pretty much a Tesla.
Most of them were.
And then they all said sort of a similar thing that, you know, they did find the autopilot quite useful. They wouldn't do it while a fare was on.
Yeah.
But they, like, to and from, and when they're stuck in traffic, like, for them, they can just put it, like, especially in American traffic, when you're literally just stopping at a light, go, stop, light, go. Like, for that to, for it just to take over and just, I've found it really, like, stress relieving, just knowing that feature was there.
Yeah. But maybe, does that make you less of a petrolhead?
No.
Okay.
No, I would say even if I had my normal daily, like if that had a feature where I could just do autopilot, like for this journey to and from this work, do I need to do that every single day? Do I need to be the one to
sit and read a book?
No, he doesn't.
You could sit and have a blanket knitted for you.
Have a blanket knitted for you.
Yes.
God, you really struggle with that.
With your two, like, your two commutes are pretty boring. Like,
yes.
Oh no, mine's like, very interesting.
Would you put it on, like, if your car had autopilot? Like, you don't even have to have a Tesla.
Depends how quickly I'd want to get to work, because I can probably cut off a good 10 minutes if I'm just driving.
How can you do that? Okay.
I'm in a BMW.
But
the thing is, right, and I've said it before, I'll say it again, Teslas are great for taxis and people that do shorter commutes and stuff like
ignore,
that.
Ignore Tesla.
But I just, I can't.
I'm saying if your car had autopilot.
No.
You wouldn't use it?
No, I like driving.
Yeah, I also think for my commute, I wouldn't use it.
I'd be using it all the time.
I wouldn't want to fall out of touch with driving. I like driving.
Yeah, and you are lazy.
Yes, I do have the same commute every day, and it can be a bit, but I like abusing people. And you can't abuse people on autopilot.
No, you can't. You can't hit cones with autopilot, can you?
Can't tailgate people and crash into them and flash them and get aggressive with them.
On the horn.
On the horn and get out of the way and undertake it. You can't do that on autopilot.
Yeah, which you sometimes have to do, hypothetically, every single day, hypothetically.
But yeah, I wouldn't. I don't think that having autopilot makes you not a car enthusiast, but it's just, I don't really like it.
Okay.
I don't dislike it. I wouldn't want to use it all the time.
All right, that's fair enough. Right then, time to move the podcast on now. 2 hour game. It is how many left? Higher or lower? Lower.
I'm not very good at this.
Blah, 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 blah. Sorry. Rory, it's your turn. You have a list of motor vehicles.
I do.
And we got to guess higher or low. What's the prize this week, Rory?
The prize is you get to press one button on the board.
Hey, I actually want that prize.
That's it. We should actually have some prizes because that's shit.
Points mean prizes.
Points mean prizes.
We should actually have some proper
prizes.
So
10 vehicles. Yeah. Person who gets the most points wins.
Okay.
Okay.
So the first vehicle.
Yes.
We have is a BMW 840 Ci Sport.
Okay.
How many do we think that has? Closest one wins.
840 Ci Sport. So the car outside.
Yes.
840 Ci Sport. I'm going to say 275.
Taylor?
2,000.
Oh.
Alex is the winner with 156.
Ooh.
Is that it?
Yeah. It's very rare. Very desirable motor vehicle.
I thought there was more than that.
840 Ci. Right. When's the last time you actually saw an 840 Ci?
This morning.
Oh, shit, yeah.
The next one.
Okay. So is that 1 point to me or is that the base car?
Well, it's the base car, but I mean...
Oh, I love it. 1 point to me.
Brilliant.
One point. One shit.
Can't say that.
Why? The next car.
Yes.
A McLaren MP4 12C.
Oh.
So that was McLaren's like first.
Oh, a first one. Okay.
Yeah.
Registered on the road.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that there are 1,200.
Do higher. So I'm going to say higher.
Yeah.
Oh, do I have to actually guess a number?
Okay. Higher. No. I'm higher as well.
You are both higher.
Ooh.
You are correct.
Yay.
194.
What?
Not that many.
There's only 194.
One thing you've got to take into account is these are registered on the road.
Yeah.
And it's winter. And a lot of people put those cars away and sawn them.
That's the same car that I got stuck in the frunk.
Oh, yeah.
That car gave me vertigo.
Okay. Next one.
Yeah.
Peugeot 206 GTI 180.
180. Are there more or less?
More or less.
I'm going to go more.
194.
More than 194.
Less.
Oh, shit.
There are... more.
Yay!
With 341.
I'm doing very well.
I don't like this game.
How many are you on? Have you got one?
I've got one.
I've got every single question right. I've got three.
Okay. The next one is a Mitsubishi 3000 GT.
How many Peugeots were there?
341.
Less.
Less.
You're both right. 121.
Yay!
Okay. The next one.
Yeah.
A BMW 635 CSI.
Oh, I can't get this one wrong, can I?
So there are 121
Mitsubishi 3000.
Oh.
But how many BMW 635 CSIs are there?
You do see quite a few. There are like two or three on Facebook Marketplace for sale now.
Come on, Taylor.
I'm
higher
say
or lower.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to say less, lower.
I think there's about 300-400 of them.
Taylor, you are correct. Oh, 356.
Well done, Taylor. Well done. You were bang on, yeah.
The next one.
So you're on two, are you?
I'm on three now.
I'm on four. Okay.
The next one. The best car in the world. A Triumph Spitfire 1500.
Not the best car.
That is so shit. Registered on the road. I think it's not the season. Oh, okay. No. Although, where are these figures taken from? They might still be from summer. I'm going to say they're still from summer because surely they don't have the winter figures yet.
Mm-hmm.
More or less than what?
356.
I'm going to say more. I'm going to say more. Higher. Come on, there's two options. Higher or lower? I'm saying higher.
I'm going to say higher.
You're both correct.
Hey!
With 2,134.
Really? You're
registered.
One of them.
Yeah. No, I'm. I am the 1500.
Oh, no, no.
No, am I the 1500?
He's driving on a saw.
No, I'm a 1300.
That's a very common car. You should sell that.
As well as a Defender.
Yeah, it's just too many of them.
Can't wait till that's being
sold. All right, next one.
Yeah.
Ford Fiesta ST200, higher or lower?
ST200? What's an ST200? What year is that?
That's like a Mark 7.
Is that a 1.6 or is that a 1.5?
1.6 turbo.
1.6 turbo.
So it's like a 2017 Mark 7 and they only made a certain amount of them. They're grey only.
Are they?
They only came in grey. What do you call me? And they've got like special wheels and stuff on them.
Okay, okay. Sorry, how many was the previous one?
The previous one was Spitfire at 2,134. How many Ford Fiestas?
Less.
More.
Taylor is correct.
Oh!
796.
I think they only made like...
One, there's 796 on the road, so that's not possible.
They only made like 1,000 or 1,500.
Okay, so we're five each.
Okay, the next one, I don't even know what it is.
Yeah.
A GWM Aura Funky Cat.
Oh, the funky cat. The new Chinese super mini.
Do you know how you threw up in the shower the other day? Randomly? Yeah. I nearly did that while I was driving the other day on the M4 because I saw a funky cat and I nearly threw up.
Okay. So interesting stat. So sorry to divert attention a little bit. Chinese manufacturers, electric car manufacturers, are taking over.
I know, it's shit.
Do you know, or did you know, that in one month, BYD, the electric car manufacturer, Chinese ones, sells more vehicles than Jaguar Land Rover does in an entire year.
But why? Wait, across the whole...
Across everything.
Yeah, but in the UK or...?
No, just globally.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, but that's the Chinese market though.
I know. Chinese in 1 month, they...
China alone is nearly, what, a third of the world?
I know, but it's a lot of cars. Really, and they're a new manufacturer as well.
I really hate China.
Okay.
Sorry, China.
Sorry, China. China. The Funky Cat.
Funky Cat. Is it higher or lower than 796?
Oh, you registered in the UK?
Yeah.
I've seen one. I'm going to say lower. Oh, is that a mistake?
Higher. Oh.
Taylor, you are right with 847.
Oh, no! 6-5 to you. Uh-huh. How many cars do we have left?
Yeah, you've got three more cars.
Oh, okay.
The next one, a Toyota Celica T-Sport. Higher or lower than 847?
A T-Sport, is that the 190 VVTLI with the Yamaha engine?
Yeah.
Oh, there's loads of those. Higher. I was offered one of those yesterday.
Taylor, higher or lower?
Higher.
Oh, why do you have to go the same for me?
You're both correct. 1,048.
Okay. So what is it? What are you on?
Six. So seven. Now.
I'm on six.
All right. One of your favorite cars now.
Oh.
A Fiat Panda. 100 HP.
I do like Fiat Panda.
Oh, yeah. Mm, sorry, car. How many things were there?
So there was 1,048.
Fiat Panda 100 HP.
Higher or lower?
Higher.
I do see a few Pandas, but...
The 100 HP.
The 100 HP, they are getting a bit few and far between. What was it? 1,048.
I'm going higher.
I'm going to say higher.
You're both correct. 1,267.
Okay.
And the next one.
Is this the last one?
Yeah.
So if he gets... Right, I'm just going to go the opposite where you go. Go on.
Okay, so the next one. Well, maybe you should let him answer first.
I will.
A Subaru Legacy Outback. Higher or lower than 1,267?
Taylor?
Is that of a certain generation or any generation?
Any generation.
Higher.
Lower. Come on.
Is.
Yeah.
Lower with 210.
We both get to push the buttons.
Right.
Or we both don't get to push the buttons.
No, we both don't.
No. Thank you. Well played. That was a very valiant effort. Yeah. Thank you.
That's
I talking for too long then?
That's the closest I came to winning that game for once.
That is the closest.
Because I'm usually quite crap at it.
That's the closest I came.
Nice.
Hey, you're getting good, Rory.
Good Lord.
Fantastic. I hope you guys were enjoying that at home as well, wherever you are. We're going to round this out now. We've been talking for a long time.
We have,
but
yeah.
Before we do that, what we got coming up, Rory?
So we've got a lot of American content coming up.
Yep.
We've got a scrapyard pick and pull.
Yep.
We've got Taylor and me going on a little road trip. We've got the Cybertruck video coming out. And we've got, we bought a car. I don't think we've said this yet.
Have you paid for that yet?
No, you need to pay for that.
You need to pay for that because otherwise we've got the opportunity to back out of it.
And we can't back out of it. So yeah, we ended up buying a car that I think we'll keep a little secret a bit longer.
Yeah.
But it does mean we are going to have to go back out to Las Vegas.
Yes. Yeah.
Which is good.
And it's not a BMW.
No, I think you're all going to actually love it.
Yes. You know, that must be ex-military.
It's got to be, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'll say one thing. It's got a roof hatch.
It does have.
From a submarine.
It's ex-military. Yeah,
yeah. yeah. yeah.
It's
yeah.
got the roof hatch from a submarine.
It does, yeah.
And yeah, we're going to be going. We need to come up with our Christmas road trip still. They're still umming and ahhing between two ideas.
Yeah.
Early next year, we're going to be going to Vietnam.
Yep. With Gareth.
And
well.
Then with Gareth. And then probably after Vietnam, it will be this American road trip in yes. this car.
Which yes. will be really cool. And also,
no,
we've
it won't.
Got.
What?
No, it won't. Oh, I forgot about that whole series.
What
oh.
series?
We have our high mileage rally series.
We
as
do.
Well, that we
do,
we
yeah.
need to. We need
we
to.
We do need to do it. Lots of people have been asking about
we
it.
We also but. Have, I'm going to be doing work on my M5 soon, yep. on the V2 channel, my 205 GTI and Alfred,
yep.
Chris's Alpha.
Yeah, nice.
And the Range Rover.
And the Range Rover.
The cheapest Range Rover.
The world's cheapest Range Rover.
We have got a lot of content coming yeah. your way. We're very excited.
And.
Yeah.
Alex said this to me the other day, and I'm just going to put it out there because I think it's a good idea.
Yeah.
And I think we should do this.
I don't know what I said.
But tell us if you think that next year we should take Barney to SEMA.
Yeah.
I think
Barney,
we should.
Barney, my E46 M3 Touring with massive EBC brakes. I would love that car to be in SEMA.
Because I'm going to put it out there.
Yeah.
If you export that car to America for SEMA.
Yep.
I'm not going to put it in SEMA, but I will also export the 6 Series.
Oh.
So that we can drive.
Why would you
out.
Not put it in SEMA?
I don't it's think it's SEMA worthy.
No, it's not. There's, I mean, there's how many of those? Hundreds.
1,000.
Oh, there's
hundreds.
Oh, yeah, no. But it's not, that car isn't really SEMA worthy because it's not a ridiculous out of this world build.
Yeah.
Like Barney is. It's not a one-off. It is a bit of a one-off, but it's not like, you know, ridiculous.
Yeah.
But I do want to drive it in the US.
Yeah. Do you know my dream at SEMA would be to have Phil and Barney there?
Mm.
That would be like
that would be really
that'd be amazing.
Cool, yeah.
So yeah,
you know what you'd have to do though.
What?
You'd have to twin turbo Phil.
Yeah, I'd be down.
Nice.
We should do something. What?
There's one more button I haven't pressed.
Shut up.
No.
Let's keep it for the last thing that happens on this podcast because
okay. I've just
there's
looked.
One other thing I want to say as well. My McCann GTS, I love it so much.
You
like my?
I've already bought a replacement.
I've bought a replacement, but I love it so much. I just feel like I just need to share the car with other people. So it's not for sale.
What? No. If you love it so much and you want to share it with other people, why don't you do that with the rest of your cars?
Bitch. Genuinely, the Macan is up for sale. It just doesn't suit me. So I'm moving it on. And I do have a 530D now, which I love so much, so much. It just wasn't, it's not for me. So you were right. Okay. With that, thank you very much for listening to the podcast, all the support, not only when you listen to this podcast, but like at the NEC as well, we did live podcasts. It was really nice to see everyone. I asked in the live podcast, 100 people were sitting down. I said, who here actually listens to your Twilix podcast? Not a single person put their hand up.
Oh, what?
No, I'm joking. Everyone put their hand up.
Really?
And I was like, wow, this is amazing.
Oh, that's
I couldn't
awesome.
Believe it. I couldn't
that's
believe
awesome.
It. So yeah, thank you. We've got a lot of love for you guys. And yeah, we'll keep on... pumping out the amazing content that we do.
Yes, and do keep also listening because we are still number one.
Probably.
I think we're still number one, but as long as we're in front of Benedict Fowler's Road to Success podcast, it's
oh,
great because
yeah, yeah.
I do like abusing him about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no, we need to... What was it that you called him? Benedict?
Poser.
Poser.
Oh, no, Benedict Prowler.
There we go. And with that, thank you very much. Have a fantastic week. And whatever you do, do it to the best of your ability. We love you guys. We'll see you soon. And here's the magical button. Oh.
Oh, I can't lie. I quite like that.
That's good. To everyone in the crowd, thank you very much. Have a wonderful night. Get home safe. Get home safe.
Yeah.
Get home safe.
Yeah.
Guys, get... Security.
There's actually, if you listen to that round
of
applause.
Oh, it does
applause,
stop. It does stop.
There's a guy in there that sounds like Alex when he chooses.
Oh, beating it. All right. Thank you, everyone. See you soon.
Bye.
Oh.